commissioners here.
We're in the mix.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Eric Silva, RER. I'll read the opening statement now. In accordance with the Code of Miami-Dade County, all items to be heard today have been legally advertised in the newspaper. Notices have been mailed and the properties have been posted. Additional copies of the agenda are available here in the chambers. Items will be called up to be heard by agenda number and name of applicant. Please note, board action on any item at today's meeting may be reconsidered and additional action may be taken on such items at the same meeting. Applicants and members of the public may wish to govern themselves accordingly. The record and file for each hearing on each application will include documents from the public, agencies, the Department of Regulatory and Economic Resources, and where there's an appeal from the Community Zoning Appeals Board, we also have the transcript from those hearings. All documents are physically present today, available to all interested parties and available to the members of the Board of County Commissioners, who may examine these items from the record during the hearing. Parties have the right to cross-examination. This statement, along with the fact that all witnesses have been sworn in, shall be included in any transcript of these proceedings. In addition, there is an official translator present in the chambers for those individuals requiring such assistance. Will the clerk please swear in the witnesses?
Please stand and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. You may be seated. Any interpreters? Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that you will make any true interpretation of the questions asked and testimony given? Thank you.
Scanning the room, I see, I know we have 3, 9, and 7 on zoning, so let's go ahead and start with 7 because we don't have 3 and 9 here right now. Commissioner Regalado.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is there anyone here to present?
Mr. Chairman, excuse me, through the chair.
Yes.
We do have a deferral. Would you like me to read the deferral into the record? It's in District 7.
Oh, okay. Everyone's here. But who's requesting the deferral?
The deferral came from the applicant.
Is the applicant here?
The applicant's here, yes.
Okay. So the applicant can request their deferral themselves. You're recognized.
Good morning, Melissa Tapinas, 200 South Biscayne Boulevard, Miami. On behalf of the applicant for item 2A, we requested a deferral because we have negotiated in good faith with an association representing the neighborhood. We have a private covenant as well as a settlement agreement. We were informed last week that there was some opposition from the neighborhood. Here we have reached out to them and asked for them to meet with us. Specifically, we'd like to meet with them regarding...
Hold on for a second. So let me accommodate everybody with the rules and procedures by which we will govern ourselves. You will not speak out from the audience. You will not do that. We will exercise all due decorum in these proceedings. If you dislike something somebody's saying, you can do this and you can frown. If you like it, you can do this and you can smile. When it's your time to speak, you come to the microphone, you'll give me your name, your address, and I won't let anybody speak out while you're speaking. That's what we're going to do. Continue.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We would specifically like to meet with these other property owners in the area regarding our May 31st zoning verification letter. We think that that will bring some context to our proposal that will help inform their ultimate decision whether to oppose or support their neighbors in this settlement agreement. So we're asking for September, but are here to present.
Thank you. I don't want to open the public hearing, but I also want to give them an opportunity. I mean, I think they should meet, but I see people shaking their heads. It's always better if you meet, at least when we have the hearing, we can say that everyone had a meeting. If you do not agree at the meeting, that's fine. We'll take it up at the public hearing. I don't want to open the public hearing because then that means that we can't have public hearing when we listen to the item in September. So I appreciate that everyone's here, but if we open the public meeting and everyone speaks now, then that means that, you know, it's harder to speak in September. If you want to pick like one representative to, it, you know.
Wait, we're not going to recognize.
I know, that's the issue. If we start opening the public hearing, yeah.
What we're going to do is this, because we don't have, Commissioner Hardeman is here. Let's go to the district, the item in his district, if we can.
Yeah.
And then you can just step down and talk to them in the back of the room. And
well, but it's a Jennings issue. That's kind of the problem. If we can have the attorneys explain Jennings, because that's our issue.
Well, Commissioner Hardeman is looking at me because I believe that the Jennings issue is remedied by the Jennings rule, which says that you can say that you've spoken to people and you can still be objective in determining that matter. So you could cure that. You can cure Jennings. Yeah. So that's we don't necessarily subscribe to that in that same way. But however you want to do it, but we're not opening the door for public comment if we're not going to actually hear the item.
Are the attorneys good with that? Yeah, I mean, I want to hear. Yeah,
I mean, it's the will of the board how to address this item. If the board does want to defer it, the September date, the September BCC zoning meeting, is September 25th. If the board, you know, I'm not sure if the board wants to take action on this item.
I'm happy with the deferral. I just the residents are here, right? So my concern is that obviously I want them to speak. I mean, if I go down there and speak to them, then I have to disclose that as part of Jennings, and then that means that I could be prohibited from voting on the item if there's an issue with that. Correct?
That's correct. I mean,
that's what I don't want.
Of course, we do advise that it is possible to disclose. However, it would be up to a court in the future if it was challenged whether that was sufficient. So I think our cautious advice to protect your ability to vote on this matter would be to have the discussions be at a publicly noticed meeting like the BCC zoning meetings.
Right. Okay. So to protect the residents, I'm going to defer without going down there. You have to meet with them. That's kind of, yeah. But they're saying that they haven't met with everyone. So that's kind of our issue. So if there is a group that they haven't met with, we're going to give them the deferral so they can meet with that group, and then we can open the public discussion and everybody can come. The problem is if I open the mic so that you can speak, we can't speak at the next meeting. That's my problem. So I would rather everyone speak when we're actually voting than speak now. We can't do it today because they haven't met with everyone. That's kind of, I know, but you're not the only person. That's our issue. So I can't belabor it more.
Yeah. Commissioner, hold on.
We're gonna have to defer.
I'll second the deferral.
Yeah, all those in favor deferring until the September meeting, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, sure deferred.
They have to meet with everyone. That's, and then we'll take it up. Yeah, I'm sorry, but they have to.
Through the chair. I just wanted to announce that this item has been deferred to the September 25th meeting, and this is the notice. Mr. Chair, with respect to the item that's in District 3, it is a concurrent CDMP item. So if that is the item that you wish to take up next, we may want to adjourn to recess this meeting and open these.
Recess.
Zoning. Take us into CDMP.
Through the chair?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, there are no changes to your agenda, so a motion to set the CDMP agenda would be in order.
Moved by
second.
Second by Commissioner Higgins. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, show the agenda set.
CDMP.
Mr. Chair, both sets of items on the agenda are small-scale applications that were previously heard on first reading. These applications are before you today for public hearing and final action. I will read the ordinance title for each item and also reference a companion resolution in the event the board wishes to convert the item to a standard application and transmit However, if the board takes final action today on the small-scale application, the resolution will be deemed withdrawn.
We've had no protests and no waivers of support for this application.
All right, public hearing was already presented in CDMP. Commissioner from the 3rd District, you're recognized to move the item.
Thank you very much. Do I need any specific language besides moving it to approve?
It would be approved per staff recommendation with acceptance of the proffered covenant.
So move this stated on the record.
All right. It's been moved by Commissioner Hardiman. It's been seconded by Commissioner Higgins. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Commissioner Bermudez?
Yes.
Commissioner Cohen-Higgins?
Aye.
Senator Garcia?
Aye.
Commissioner Gonzalez?
Four.
Commissioner Hardiman?
Four.
Commissioner Higgins?
Yes.
Commissioner Regalado?
Yes.
Commissioner Steinberg?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Rodriguez?
Yes.
Chairman Gilbert?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
All right, we're going to go ahead and recess zoning and move back into CDMP. Let's go ahead and take up the last CDMP item, item 3B, 3B supplement, and 3B1.
Through the chair.
You recognize?
Would you like me to read those items at this time?
Please do. I mean, yes, it's one, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So item 3B, ordinance relating to Miami-Dade County Comprehensive Development Master Plan, providing disposition of application number CDMP 202-300-24, located on the north side of Southwest 316th Street between Southwest 187th Avenue and Southwest 189th Avenue by Lennar Homes, LLC, as an October 2023 offered covenant. My understanding is the applicant needs the 30-day condition to submit the
for the
final covenant.
Planned agreement, we need to re-execute.
Yeah.
So my motion includes that amendment, so I move as amended.
All right. With all that good stuff, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Commissioner Cohen-Higgins? Senator Garcia?
Aye.
Commissioner Gonzalez?
Four.
Commissioner Hardiman?
Four.
Commissioner Higgins?
Yes.
Commissioner Regalado?
Yes.
Commissioner Steinberg?
Yes.
Commissioner Bermudez?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Rodriguez?
Yes.
Chairman Gilbert?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Congratulations, Mr. Arzan, to your client.
Thank you all. Have a relaxing recess.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Ralph.
All right. Madam Attorney, I guess 1A.
You called the route. That was funny.
1A. What are we, guys, what are we doing here?
Hugo, Ralph, Arthur.
No. I got that part. I'm saying District 9.
That was a joke.
We got the joke.
You could go ahead and hold on. This is District 9. Yeah, are we going to hear this, or are we going to defer? Okay. What are we doing?
Time out. Let's ask. Let me get back in for a second. So, okay, commissioners, Commissioner McGee isn't here. Commissioner McGee isn't here, and so we need to decide whether we're going to hear these items or defer these items. What's the pleasure?
So, Mr. Chair, I deferred it last time because right. He wasn't here, but do we have any, maybe the zoning here? Director could see if, let us know if there's folks that are against. Do we have speakers for this item?
Right.
I mean, it isn't affordable housing. It looks like they're dedicating 40% of the units to affordable housing. So I don't know. I mean, I'm uncomfortable doing it, but at some point in time.
I agree with her. Who's here? Like, are there people here to speak? Are there people for or against?
Maybe the zoning director could
help us.
There are
no speakers. Have we heard from commissioner staff? Have we heard from commissioner staff on this?
Through the chair.
Yes.
We have not heard from the commissioner staff on this. And to answer Commissioner Higgins' questions, we haven't received any protests or waivers on any of the applications in District 9.
All right. Let's go.
Would you just like me to move it?
I'll second it. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. It's been moved. It's been seconded.
Through the chair?
Yes.
We just need the zoning director to read in.
Go ahead, zoning director.
Application 1A, the Mark LLC. Application number Z2022-00-00-70. No protests and no waves of support.
All right. We have a motion. We have a second.
I have just one question.
We have a question?
It mentions that at least 40% of the residential units, which would be approximately 29 units, would be for affordable housing. Do you have a definition of what affordable housing means? Are you 30% of AMI, 50% of AMI, 80% of AMI?
You're recognized for an answer.
Thank you. For the record, Tony Restio with Law Office at 2800 Ponce de Leon Boulevard, Suite 1200. To answer your question, so there are this is a live local application, so it's the affordable housing definition of the state regulations.
It's workforce housing up
correct,
to 120%. Okay, so that was written incorrectly. Okay, thank you very much for that clarification.
Thank you. Seeing no other questions or
through the chair on that question on the housing and the income levels,
Director.
We did include condition 4, which talks about 120% AMI.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. Madam Clerk, please. Senator, did you?
Just a quick, we talk about workforce housing. Just for the record, what you said it's 120%. What does that mean in numbers?
In figures, I have, so according to the 2023 numbers, I believe it was 20, there are 33 studios, there are 3 1 bedrooms, and there are 35 2 bedrooms in this project. For a studio, I believe a studio was at 1,600, I want to say, in 2023 numbers. The one-bedroom was about 1,850, and I believe a two-bedroom was at 2,100.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call a roll.
Senator Garcia.
Mr. Clerk.
Commissioner Gonzalez.
4.
Commissioner Hardiman.
4.
Commissioner Higgins.
Yes.
Commissioner Regalado.
Yes.
Commissioner Steinberg. Commissioner Bermudez?
Yes.
Commissioner Cohen Higgins? Vice Chairman Rodriguez?
Yes.
Chairman Gilbert?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you. All right, we got the same situation with 3A, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to do the same thing here. Do we have public speakers on this? We don't, right? Wait, hold on. The director needs to. Director, go ahead and read your statement into the record.
Item 3A. The Most Reverend Thomas G. Winsky, Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Miami, application number Z2022-000274. We've had no protests and no waivers of support for this application.
Okay, and are you the applicant or a public speaker?
I'm the attorney for the applicant.
Okay, thank you. Hold that. Hold your thought. Public hearing is now open, but we have no public speakers. So public hearing is now closed. Commissioner Higgins, would you like to?
Yes, this is this is the first time we've heard it, so if we deferred it would be once, but my question on this site is this what, if you wouldn't mind, if it's okay, sounds like you are rezoning this to have more flexibility. Do you have plans for housing on this site? What is the reason behind this? I wasn't really clear,
please,
unless I missed something, as to why you were doing this, since
You're recognized for an answer. Please state your name and address for the record.
Lindsay LeCour, 161 Northwest 6th Street, Miami.
And you represent, you are?
I represent the developer partner, Atlantic Pacific.
Awesome. Okay.
So we are looking to include this into the urban center to allow for multifamily development to serve the Archdiocese mission, primarily affordable and workforce housing.
Great. Okay. Well, then I will definitely move this item.
It's been moved by Commissioner Higgins. It's been seconded by the chair. Seeing no further questions.
Through the chair.
You are recognized.
I just want to clarify that this is per staff recommendation with the proffered covenant.
It's usually always with staff recommendations and the proffered covenants.
Can we change the rule?
Yeah, can we change the rule? You don't need to clarify that every time. All right, Madam Clerk, please, Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
Commissioner Gonzalez.
4.
Commissioner Hardiman. Commissioner Higgins. Commissioner Regalado. Commissioner Steinberg. Commissioner Bermudez.
Yes.
Commissioner Cohen Higgins.
4.
Senator Garcia.
4.
Vice Chairman Rodriguez.
Yes.
Chairman Gilbert.
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. Congratulations. Let's go ahead and take item 3B.
Item 3B, Highway Striping INC, application number Z2023-000155. No protests and no waivers of support in this application.
Public hearing is now open. Do we have any public speakers? I see no cards. So public hearing is. Okay, is this the first time that this one's being heard?
Yes.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair, I believe the young woman who wants to speak is requesting a translator.
Okay, but So hold on. I think this is the first time that this one is being heard. And from my understanding, we might need a deferral on this one until the commissioner's back in chamber.
Yeah, I think if we have public speakers, we should wait for him.
Right, so Commissioner Higgins moves to defer the item.
I would second. For
Chair, Commissioner Regalado seconds.
It's possible
seconds.
That the speakers here are, it's the applicant.
It could be possible, but I think we're deferring the item. There's a motion and there's a second. Thank you, Madam Attorney. Any further discussion on the deferral? Seeing none. Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
I think.
Oh, voice vote. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And if I may, on this application, when it comes back,
there, you may, Commissioner Higgins,
there
yes.
was a lack of clarity around the sidewalk, given that this property is basically spitting distance, not that you should spit, but spitting distance from one of our BRT stops. There were some very narrow sidewalks. I just would like a better understanding of the pedestrian, of how folks are going to get to the station, since they're literally across the street from that. Thank you.
Translator, can you let the young lady know it's been deferred to the next zoning?
September 25th.
September 25th.
So this item is being deferred to has been deferred to the September 25th zoning meeting of this board.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day. All right. And our last and final zoning item, right? 1B.
Item 1B.
Director, go ahead and read your statement into the record.
Thank you. Item 1B, 296 Legacy LLC, application number Z20230037. Mr. Chairman, on this application, I just wanted to mention that the applicant has sent out a list of modifications based on the community meeting, and if this was to be approved, those would be additional conditions to the recommendation. One is to reduce the height, and another is to provide some police substation on the property. And we did receive an updated police memo, which was distributed earlier today, and they talk about the general police ability to service the area.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And as my understanding, we already did public hearing on this item, so we'll move right into it. Commissioner from the 8th District, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can the applicant approach?
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Bralia, Stearns Weaver Miller, 150 West Flagler Street.
If my colleagues will recall, at the last hearing, I had some concerns because we had a police memo that was almost...
Excuse me, Commissioner. You have residents that are wanting to speak, but we already had public hearing. If you want to just clarify on the record that there's no, or if you want to have a sergeant, let them know, or a translator in Spanish if they need it. But we will not be doing public hearing again. We already went through that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So to the residents of District 8 that are here on this application, this came before the board previously at a former hearing. At that time, public hearing was opened and it was closed, meaning that even though this is on our agenda today, there will be no opportunity for the public to comment on this application. So those were our rules. I do apologize for you coming down here. I'm happy to speak with you after this item is heard, or step aside and speak with you outside, because I think our rules will allow that, because Jennings will have been lifted at the time, because assuming this is going to get resolved here today. So those are our rules. I apologize for your inability to address the body today. To the applicant, I appreciate you taking the time to have the community meeting not long ago. It's my understanding that in excess of 60 residents attended, and I'm glad that you took the time and had the opportunity to hear from the residents and to incorporate the changes that they had requested. So I'm grateful to that, and the updated police memo gives me the reassurance that I needed from a public safety standpoint that we're okay to move forward with this development. So to the attorneys, I have a letter here dated July 17th, which is obviously today. Is what's in this letter going to be incorporated formally into the covenant that's going to be adopted with this application? Or do I need to read it, or is there any formalities in light of the fact that the letter is dated today?
Commissioner, if obviously it's the will of this board, if this board wishes to approve the application, all of the bulleted conditions in this letter could be incorporated as conditions of the approval, and then they would be incorporated as conditions in the zoning resolution. There is a proffered covenant. They're not currently in the covenant. If you wanted it also to be in the covenant, that could be a request to the applicant. But I think right now it's the proposal is to have them be conditions in the zoning resolution. So it would require a if they wish to change those, they are still binding. It would require, depending on what it is, it would require them to come back here.
Okay, so whether it's a covenant or a condition of approval, it's functionally the same, correct? Yes?
Yes, and I would like the zoning director just to confirm.
Yes, correct. We'll incorporate them into the site plan conditions in the back of the staff report. Correct.
Okay. So with that confirmation, I'm happy to move this application consistent with staff's recommendations and with this list of conditions of approval outlined in this letter that will be incorporated dated July 17th, 2024.
And as recommended by all the other stuff that the staff already recommends. All right. It's been moved. It's been seconded by Commissioner Higgins. Seeing no further discussion on this item, clerk, please call the roll.
Commissioner Hardiman?
Four.
Commissioner Higgins? Yes. Commissioner Regalado?
Yes.
Commissioner Steinberg?
Yes.
Commissioner Bermudez?
Yes.
Commissioner Cohen-Higgins?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Aye.
Commissioner Gonzalez?
Four.
Vice Chairman Rodriguez?
Yes.
Chairman Gilbert?
Chairman Gilbert?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Commissioner Higgins moves we adjourn. Show us adjourned.
Thank you very much.